Happy New Week, Sun Readers. Welcome to a new episode of Underline, where we bring your favorite celebs and we ask them 10 fun questions. This is Still Andiswa, your host, and this week, still in the spirit of Youth Month, we are joined by 17-year-old Fezeka Dlamini. She's a musician. She is rising, one of the hottest musicians out there right now. Without further ado, let's chat to her. Hi, Fezeka.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm going good.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of On The Line. I hope you're ready.
Yeah, I am. And thank you so much for having me.
Fabulous. Okay, so let's get straight into it then. Okay. So because you're a musician, this is the perfect one to start with. If your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
It would be Ambi Fagu, Ibai. Yeah. First, then I would say, what is the song? Uloiso Seasons.
Oh, yes. Definitely that one. Okay. And describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag, it's nice to be here.
Kumnandi ukubala. Okay. And what's something your followers would not know about you?
That I'm a very shy person.
Okay.
You wouldn't see it. Like, I don't, like, I'm not saying, I'm shy, but then I try to hide it in front of, like, other people.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what are the three words that describe Ofezek?
Okay, it'll be happiness over everything.
Okay, happiness over everything. Got it.
Yeah.
And what's the best piece of advice you received?
Sorry, but it's from my mom that I should be happy because I'm still young. Then I actually took that and I am happy now.
I love that. Okay. And what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you? I mean, you are blowing up right now. You're one of the hottest musicians out there. So what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you? Or to you?
So when I'm performing it, she pulled me one dance of it. When I turned around, she actually cried.
Oh, that is cute.
It is. But it was so weird because she pulled me and she pushed my head towards her and then she was like, look at me, and she started crying. Like, okay.
Okay, that is weird but cute. And if you had a full day off, no responsibilities whatsoever, what would you do?
Yeah. I would go hiking and, like, be in the forest and just be alone. Those
40s. Okay. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
To be invisible.
And be in rooms that you're not supposed to be in, basically.
Yep.
Smart.
I'm very inquisitive, so I want to know who they're allowed.
Okay. All right. And what has been your best or worst date?
Okay, my best one was when I went with my friend, my best friend, and then we actually saw Ikasha at the mall. So she's like, thank you for taking me. So my worst one was when I went with my male best friend, then I fell, like, in front of God.
Oh no. A skiing scale.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. And this is the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
My most worn thing is a hoodie that has a picture on me. And it's black, then it has my picture. That's the most one. Because I'm like, I feel like looking like me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
The most expensive. I don't want to go there. Can we
cost? Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Ms. Ega.
Thank you. You're so fine.
Sure, definitely. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You
bye.
Too. Bye.
A huge shout out to Fezeka for joining us on this episode of Underline. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. Let's meet again next week, same time, same place. Danko.